It is Energy FM. It is the Wall of Sound, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Kimberly Wyatt. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am very well. I feel very lucky to be speaking to you.
Aww. Hey.
Of course, many people know you from being in the Pussycat Dolls, and now you're into season 4 of being a judge on Got to Dance on Sky One. How's that going so far?
Oh, amazing. This series has been so inspiring. It's been the series of excellence because the talent is just phenomenal in all different styles of dance and all ages, and just the concepts and creativity people are bringing to the stage. I feel very fortunate to be able to give back to the next generation of dancers.
And of course, as a new judge on the show, what's it like working with Aston from JLS?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, I didn't know what to expect when Aston joined the panel, but he's brought such a great fresh perspective, and with a lot of self-taught talent coming through this year, he's really able to connect with them, being a self-taught dancer himself. And yeah, he's been a great addition.
And what's the level of talent like this series? Is it got better as the series have gone along, or?
Unbelievably better. I always go into each series wondering if we've already found the best of the best, and I'm constantly pleasantly surprised because the talent this year is just unbelievable.
And of course, into season 4 right now, out of all 4 of the series, what is your most memorable performance by a contestant?
Wow, actually, that my most memorable performance just happened last Sunday with a contemporary dancer from Canada, 19 years old, moved here to chase his dreams, has no family, no friends, no nothing here with him. His name's Lucas McFarlane, and his performance was breathtaking.
And you've got to be quite proud of the show, haven't you? Over 1.5 million viewers each week.
I know, it's amazing. It's been great to sort of be part of the inception of Got to Dance and build it from the ground up, and to see just people really believe in the show because of the dance talent that we're able to find. It really feels like an amazing accomplishment.
And of course, you also perform on the show. What's it like juggling the judging and performing as well?
Yeah, no pressure. It's not easy. You know, you want to give back and share your experiences and your knowledge that, you know, I've been dancing for 24 years, 14 years professionally, so I feel like I have a lot to give back. And I find myself, you know, being as honest as I possibly can. But with that comes the responsibility to deliver once you step on that stage yourself. So this Sunday, I'll be putting myself to the test and performing for all to see.
I cannot wait for that. And you've got quite a busy lifestyle, so what are your top beauty tips for people listening?
Beauty tips: use UV first and foremost. Also, drink lots of water. Get your good sleep every night. Make sure and choose really good foods. Watch your portions. Stay away from sugar. It is the devil. And also, just make sure and keep fit. Get in the gym. Go for a jog. Keep your heart and head healthy.
And of course, many people know you for being part of the Pussycat Dolls. You've gone solo now. You've had chart success in the UK with Candy, and here you've got a brand new single coming out very soon.
Yes, I do. I'm really proud. I've been through quite a journey to kind of figure out who I am alone, because Pussycat Dolls really became my identity. But I'm finally in a place in my life and in myself that I'm ready to launch my own music. And it's all starting with my first single, Derriere, which is launching very soon. And I just might shake my derriere this Sunday on Got to Dance.
And when do you think the single will be out then?
Next couple weeks.
Ah, brilliant. We'll look forward to that then. And here, you and Ashley Roberts went to see the brand new Die Hard 5 the other night. What
yes,
an amazing film that is as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've always been a fan of the Die Hard films. Watched them as a kid growing up. So I was really excited to go to the premiere and rub elbows with Bruce Willis. And I was really fascinated by the action flick. I mean, the action was amazing in the film.
You seem to be in England a lot, doing a lot of work right now. Would you class it as your second adopted home?
Gosh, I don't know if it's my second home. It has pretty much become my first home. I moved here about 9 months ago and set up shop with my office in central London. And at the moment, I don't really have any plans of moving back to the States. I might go back for some business here and there, but I feel more at home here than I do anywhere else in the world.
And I'm guessing you miss the weather, though, when you're in England.
Oh, it's the one thing that's so tough to get over.
I've got one final question for you. There's a big soccer match taking place in London this weekend.
You said soccer.
Soccer, yeah. I didn't want to confuse her or anything. It's Bradford City against Swansea in the cup final. Who's going to win, Bradford City or Swansea?
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Well, I don't want to go against you guys, but I feel like I just know a bit more about Swansea.
All right. You're going for Swansea then, are you?
I think I am. Sorry.
That's fine. We'll go with the opportunity. You could be right. You might want to put a bit of money on that.
I just might then.
Kimberly Wyatt, thank you very much for joining us on Energy FM.
Oh, thanks for having me.